Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Kids, are you excited to hang out with the adults today? Yeah, I didn't hear much cheer. Yeah, all right, we got one happy one in the front. It's going to be a family service today, and we understand, parents, that there's going to be a little extra noise, a little extra shuffling around. We're cool with that. We can handle it because we are a church family, and we're going to spend this morning here together. I'm thankful this day to be back in Mechanicsburg. My family and I traveled this past week to Minnesota and back. You can clap if you want to, but, you know, we're just thankful to the Lord for getting us back. We traveled 17 hours yesterday home and made it back late last night, and glad to be home, safe and sound. And as we all know, this past Thursday, kids, maybe I can ask you guys, what was this past Thursday? Thanksgiving, yes. And on Thanksgiving, we do a lot of stuff. We have family get-togethers. People travel to see family. People travel to see friends. We eat too much. Anybody eat too much this week? Yeah, I did. I did. There might be a day of fasting tomorrow to just recover. Then there's also the shopping. Anybody do any shopping on Black Friday? Anybody went out on Black Friday? Okay. Now, the true test is who went out on Thursday night to go shopping? Anybody? Yeah, there are some folks that went shopping. Yes. Well, Thursday, every last Thursday of November, the government declares that this should be a day of Thanksgiving. It's something the government has put on the calendar, but I think there should be a little more reason for us to give thanks. Not just because the government says so, but because we, as believers in our living God, would want to give thanks to him for what he has done for us. That it would be a regular practice for us. We wouldn't need a holiday in order to do it. We would do it because it's part of the Christian life of relating to a God from whom all blessings flow. And that we would give him the credit and the praise and the glory for what he does in our lives. And it should be a regular practice that we have as Christians. But because it is the holiday that we have set aside, maybe you made it through this week and kind of maybe missed a little bit of the purpose of it because of the busyness and the cooking and the eating and the visiting and the shopping. So we're going to take time this morning to do this in the service. And as you might have heard from our announcement last Sunday or from the email that came out this past week, we're going to give a time in service here for us to give thanks to God. It can be adults. It can be kids. We're going to let everyone be able to share. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. We won't have time for everyone. But you will have an opportunity if you'd like to give thanks publicly. But I want us to think about Thanksgiving for just a few moments here of what the Scripture says about it. And have you all turn in your Bibles to Psalm 118. Psalm 118 is one of those Thanksgiving psalms that you can't miss. Because the very first words of the psalm are, give thanks. Give thanks. If you've turned there already to Psalm 118, maybe you can help me out with a question. What do the first verse and the last verse have in common? Verse 1 and verse 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. They're the same verse, the first verse and the last verse. I want us to just make a couple observations about that in particular and then a couple other things in this psalm. If the first verse and the last verse of the psalm start with, give thanks to the Lord, last I checked, that was not a suggestion. That was not like, if you feel like it, you might want to give thanks to the Lord. If you can think of something, give thanks to the Lord. No, it's a command. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. If you don't have any other reason, just give thanks because he's good. It's a command. It's something we're told to do. And it's new and fresh for every day. When you wake up in the morning, you can't count on yesterday's Thanksgiving. You got to do it again today. Give thanks to the Lord today, November 29th, for he is good. His love endures forever. Tomorrow when you get up, it's a new command. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Another observation about this is that it's rooted not necessarily even first in what he's done. It's rooted in his character. What does it say? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. Yes. It's rooted in God's character. It's rooted in who he is as our God. You know, if you think about his goodness and you think about his love toward us, it's the kind of thing that God doesn't get bored with us. God doesn't watch TV or get distracted and think, oh yeah, I need to pay attention to them again. God doesn't have evil intentions toward us. Even when we're suffering, even when times are hard, he's not trying to punish us, and he's not trying to somehow mess up our life. This psalm tells us he is good, and his love endures forever. It's going to endure today. It's going to endure tomorrow. It just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming. His love endures forever. You know what Satan wants for us to happen in our life? What happens as soon as we think things are going rough, where do our eyes go? Right to our circumstances, right to the hard things around us. And Satan wants us to go, oh, see, he's not good. He wants us to question God's goodness. And this psalm is saying, no, lift up your eyes to God's unchanging character. He is good, and his love endures forever. But then the author of the psalm does shift on into the things that God has done. If you look at between verse 1 and verse 29, it's not only talking about God's character. Scan through there and see his amazing goodness to this writer of this psalm. Look at verses 5 through 7. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He's my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. Over and over through the psalm, he mentions the things that God has done for him. Verses 15 and 16. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Has God done mighty things in your life? Has God done amazing things in your life? Yes, he has. The very fact that you're here today is an answer to prayer. It's a gift that you have breath in your lungs today. We always have something to be thankful for what he has done. How has God worked in your life in 2015? How has God worked in your life in the last month? How has he worked in your life in the last week? How about in the last day? We always have something to thank him for what he has done in our lives. We're called to stop and give God credit and thanks for those things. And those are some of the things you may want to mention this morning. But one last observation I want to make is toward the end of this psalm. It's a similar observation to the first one I made, that thanksgiving is a command. But this one is a little bit more like thanksgiving is something we do willingly. We don't just do it because it's a command. If we only thanked God because it was a command, it would be like we had to do it, and it wouldn't be very genuine from us. But the writer of this psalm is not only giving thanks because he's supposed to. He's giving thanks because he wants to. Look at these verses toward the end. He says, look at verse 27. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. I'm not even sure I know what that means. I think it's a picture of going up to the temple and a whole group of people with branches in their hands and waving them and singing and excited going up to the horns of the altar where they would meet with God. But I think about that picture in my mind, and it's kind of like a parade of praising for God. It's like a conga line for Christ. You know, excitement. It's not a boring time of praising God. It's like, yeah, we're in this together. We're a group of people, a group of believers going up to the presence of God, and we're going to thank him for everything he's done. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It's enthusiastic. So thanksgiving is not only commanded, but it's rooted in God's unchanging character. It's rooted in what he's done for us in the past, giving us faith for the future. And it's something we do willingly and with enthusiasm and excitement because we love our God. Well, we are going to give an opportunity to give thanks. And we're going to do it in the mindset that this psalm has provided for us. It's not something that's an option for us to do. It is an option whether you say it publicly. You don't have to give thanks to God only that way. But hopefully wherever you're sitting, you are giving thanks to God, verbalizing it to him, thanking him for what he's done, knowing that he's been good to you, knowing that his love endures forever for you, and doing it enthusiastically this morning. So before we do that, let me pray, and we'll spend this time together as a church family. Lord Jesus, thank you for the instruction of this psalm telling us to give thanks. And as a group of believers here at Emmanuel Church, as this body, as this family, we want to come with bows in hand, joining in a festal procession of thanks this morning. We want you, as we say these things to one another, we share what we're thankful for you. We want you to hear this, Lord, and be glorified and be honored with the credit that is due to your name for what you've done in our lives. Lord, we pray that our words would be encouraging to one another also, that we would hear what you've done and would be able to collectively praise you. And so, Lord, be honored in this time. Lead us through this time that it would be a rich and sweet blessing to one another as a church family. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I have another guy prepared. Harry Ward is going to kind of handle that aisle, and I'm going to handle this aisle. And for the next 20 minutes or so, we are going to just have the opportunity for you to put your hand up, and we'll come to you with a microphone. Be mindful that there are others that are going to want to share, so please don't share for 5 minutes. We will stop you at some point. Let us in on what he's done. Don't give a 10-second thing, because that doesn't help us to really understand the depth of what he's done. Okay, so maybe a minute, maybe two, of sharing what God has done in your life, what you want to give him thanks for, and let this church body know what he's done. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and begin. Harry's watching this side, I'm watching this side. Just slip your hand up, and we'll get started. Sarah. And by the way, introduce yourself just briefly, too, in case there are those who don't know who you are. And just be willing to stand up and share.
Hi, I'm Sarah Oakley. This year has been challenging for our family, but I do want to give thanks to the Lord, because through the challenges, we found out that my one son has hearing loss, and he now has a hearing aid and can hear, and so we're grateful for that. And my other son had surgery last week, and for his club feet, and he was in a lot of pain for a lot of days, and he is pain-free now and off all pain medicine, so we're grateful for that, and we're grateful that his feet have been fixed and that he shouldn't have any problems in the future with that. And so the Lord is good to us.
Hi, I'm Sonia Stoner, and one thing I am thankful for is God's word and devotions. And Thursday morning, Mike and I both had to work, and it was our 21st anniversary, and when that alarm went off, I was a little grumpy. But I'm thankful for devotions and how God puts exactly what you need to hear exactly when you need to hear it. So, and I also felt that he was saying I needed to bring it along and share it. So Mike and I have been going through some great times and some frustrating times with family, and some fearful times, some hurtful times. And what was written here just really helped. And it says, when we began life on earth, we became part of family history. And sometimes that family history has pain and has joy. If you could turn back time, it convinced God to spare your family from the hurts that twist and tear. But God does not change the past. However, he does offer you a future. And a future is so much better than a past. He invites you to a spiritual legacy of healing, hope, and more love than anyone has ever mourned losing. If you know Jesus as Savior, you're part of his spiritual history that extends back to heal the past while reaching with hope into the future. And this is the part I really really appreciated that day. Your legacy in God's holy family covers it all. Your brokenness, your grief, your confusion, your misery, your fear, and your despair. And that same legacy goes with you beyond your last breath, carrying you straight into the arms of your Heavenly Father. Your history, even your present difficult situations, with all its bruises, will feel uniquely precious to you one day when you meet your Savior. So I thank him for his word and the exact words you needed to hear at that exact time.
My name is Jess Coles. I'm very grateful for Emmanuel. When I first came in, I was a little intimidated because I didn't know anybody, but then everyone has just embraced me and just so grateful that I can come here and feel like I'm at home. And I'm just grateful for God's unconditional love, for people loving on me even when I mess up. So thank you to those who pray for me and consider me as a friend, because it's a real blessing, and I'm just learning a lot. Thank you.
Well, I'm Mary Alice Beamer, and I'm very thankful that the Lord has allowed me to live through another Thanksgiving. My whole family were together, and the greatest praise of my life is that my whole family love the Lord and serve him. And I just appreciate being able to be with them. And I thank him for all he's done for me.
I don't know whether I can do this. This is for Lee Meese. The Lord has been so gracious this week. Even with the passing of my beloved husband of 69 years, he has been with me and upheld me. And I'm so thankful for Emmanuel family. You truly are a family to me. And I ask that the Lord bless each of you abundantly.
Okay, this is going to be kind of hard because I don't know where short and long comes together. But anyway, I just want to thank the Lord, first of all, for my salvation and for my husband's salvation. When we got saved back in 73, though, we would argue over the year. But anyway, I just have to thank the Lord for, really, for my husband and for what he brought me through back in February and March when I was so sick with pneumonia. Sometimes you wonder why things linger so long and you have the struggles that you do. But I do want to thank the Lord for that healing, and I need to thank all this church family for all your prayers, for lifting me up through that time, and for all the cards. I really didn't know what get well cards meant until I was so sick, and I could feel your prayers and see how much you cared and how much you loved. And I have to thank God for this church family, and for I'm so glad that Pastor Steve and his family came here. I have to thank God for how he brought about Steve to do our daughter's wedding back in September, when we had so many pastors say yes and no and yes and no. And all through the time I was praying for the man that God would have to do our daughter's wedding. It was a little difficult because my daughter was raised Baptist and Tom was raised Catholic, and Tom really had not made a profession of faith, and we weren't really sure where that was coming, but at the same time, it seemed that he was the man for her. And just before Tom and Heidi got married by Pastor Steve, Tom accepted the Lord through the leading of Pastor Steve, and I just so thank the Lord and praise him for that, that my daughter has a Christian husband, and things are going well, and I guess that's it. Thank you.
My name is Arlene, and I just want to say I'm so thankful for Steve and his family. I'm thankful for my Emmanuel family and the way the Lord uses me in other people's life. I feel that I have grown and am growing day by day in this church, and I'm very grateful for everyone that is in my life and that prays for me. Thank you.
I'm Millie Mack. This year has been one of the worst years physically for me. I'm going through some trials, even a satanic attack. And I praise the Lord and thank the Lord for the ladies' Bible study that Lisette led and for how they prayed with me and speaking with Pastor Steve and how they brought me through this. And I just thank the Lord for loving me. And this Thanksgiving has been 32 years since I accepted the Lord at the Dillsburg Christian Missionary Alliance. And this family is truly a family of God and a family of love, and I'm glad I'm a part of it.
I'm Brooke Stoner. So the other day I heard an old Scottish prayer that said, "Lord, I thank you 1,000 times for the roses. Help me thank you for the thorns as well." And it really stuck out to me, and I was thinking about it all week, and a thorn that I'm thankful for is all of the health problems I've had in the past year or two. For those of you that know me, I'm a very stubborn, independent individual, and I like to have control of things and know what's going on, and thanks, Mom. And it was really, really, it still is really hard to go through this and not know what's going on and not being able to control what's happening. But through all of this, I'm thankful for it because it has made me need to trust on God. It's strengthening my faith and strengthening my trust in God. And it's showing me that I can't control everything and I can't go through this alone. And while it may seem, it's a pain and it's painful, and while it may seem like everything's just not going right, I know I wouldn't be where I am in my faith without that issue today.
If I won't be able to say this without crying. 6 years ago, when my husband died, he didn't believe in God. And he would say to me, "How do you believe in God?" And I wasn't an active Christian then. And I said, I don't know. I just do. I can feel him in my heart. I know there's a God." And on his deathbed, he said, "I want to be saved." And I asked him to be saved. So he went to heaven. When I get there, he'll be there waiting. Lord willing, I'll get there. But today, if he would have asked me that question, I'd say, "I can't see gravity either, but I'm not jumping off any buildings." But I thank God for that.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, I'm Hal Amos, and I'm just so thankful for the things that the Lord has done all my life. Sometimes you think they're coincidences, and I never ask him to do the things that he's done, and I can never thank him enough for it. I mean, it affected my career, my life, and just everything that there. It's just never thank him enough for all that he's done.
Good morning. I'm Justin Klein. Oswald Chambers, if you're familiar with him, is a writer, and in his devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, he alludes to the passage of Jesus walking on the water in Mark, specifically verses 49 to 52. And he says, and this goes in line with what's said before, "I just want to thank God for his all-sufficiency in every aspect." Mr. Chambers says, "What he desires for me is that I see him walking on the sea, with no shore, no success, no goal in sight, but simply having the absolute certainty that everything is all right because I see him walking on the sea.
I'm Kathy Herbie. I'm Scott's mom. And I'm thankful for my neighbor who's been bringing me to this church for a while now. So I appreciate that because I don't drive. Thank you.
My name is Harry Craven. And sort of picking up on what Justin just said, I think of the passage in Scripture about the disciples in the boat on the sea in the storm, and Jesus is in that storm walking on the water. And I'm somewhat of a political junkie, and I look at the political situation in our world today and can get easily focused on those that situation. And yet I have to remind myself that from the beginning to the end, God has a plan. We know in the end that he will create the new heavens and the earth, and those of us who he has chosen to spend eternity with will probably not, contrary to what we think while we're here, ask him questions about why this, why that. I think we will just be so captivated by what he has in store for us for eternity, something else we can't grasp, that it will just be amazing. And so I know for myself I have to come to grips with the fact that as I wrestle with issues like we all do, it's in his hands, and we just have to, what's the song, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. That's what we have to do.
My name is Rosanna. I have been through a lot in the last 2 years with my boys financially and everything, and I worry all the time. But on the Tuesday, I heard a song that said, stop holding on and just be held, because I am on the throne. And now I have been, feel so relieved. So I thank the Lord for giving me that song.
My name's Ann Agnew, and I was thinking this week that it was incredible that we had such a great surgeon that helped us to have 3 surgeries within 1 year, a hip surgery and 2 knee surgeries that have gone very, very well. I'm also very thankful for our health insurance to pay those people to do that. But most of all, it seems like a miracle how our bodies heal themselves, and God is in that.
Good morning. My name is Denny Kapp, and I certainly have to give thanks to the Lord. I retired 10, 11 years ago, and of course we had plans what we're going to do when I retire, and God changed them. And for the past 6 years, about now, Karen had a stroke about 5.5 years ago, and that kind of turned our world upside down. But you know what? God's so faithful, and I often think, you know, the strength for today and hope for tomorrow, and he has given us that. He has given us strength for each day, and the pastor said sometimes, you know, we tend to, when things start hurting and things going bad, we look at that rather than look at God, and we have to really keep focused on God through every moment of every day. The enemy will certainly try to get us down. And he has. He has gotten us down, but when we put our focus back on God, God gets us back up where we're supposed to be. And I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I know I had cancer, and the doctor said I'm going to get that back in 8 to 10 years. And that was back in 02, and I'm still doing great. And I thank the Lord for that, for keeping me healthy so I can take care of my wife. But God answers prayer in so many simple little ways, it seems. You know, I mean, I get tired. I learned to cook. I like to eat, and I had to learn to cook. She was a good trainer. And of course, there's times that I don't feel like cooking. But you know what? The phone will ring sometimes, and somebody say, hey, I got a meal for you. Or a friend just in our small group are so sensitive to our needs. I mean, last week she said, I'm going to bring you a meal on a certain day. And it just worked out so well. And God knows about all that kind of stuff. But I'm just so convinced that I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's going to have enough worries of itself. I just want to get through today and just keep my focus on God, and tomorrow will come, and we'll get through that day too. So I'm just so very thankful. Even though my wife had a stroke, I have her with me. And we get through each new day, and we have great therapists and great doctors, and it worked out very well. And I know one of these days we'll all be in heaven, all of us that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we won't know anything about this, what we're going through down here. We'll all be worshiping the Lord and praising him for all he has done. So I just thank you. I thank this church, and I thank our small group. You've really been a blessing to us, and we appreciate you all so very much. Thank you.
All right. We are approaching our limit of how long we can keep the kids and families still. And so I just want to share that I am thankful for the call of God to bring our family here this past year. 2015 has been a year of a lot of change and adjustment in our family, but God has been very good, and he has helped our kids get adjusted here. He's helped my wife and me get adjusted here. We have a wonderful church family who we absolutely love, and God has brought about a new portion of his plan in my life and in the life of this church. And so I just want to say I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for all of you. And he is the one who put that together. And I give him the credit and the praise for that. As we end this time, we're going to sing a song you probably know. We're going to sing it a cappella. The words are going to be on the screen. It's the doxology. It's been sung for centuries as a way of thanking and praising God for what he's done. I'll get it started off here, but let's sing this a cappella as a closing prayer. As you sing this, don't just sing the words. Think of the fact that you're singing to God from whom all blessings flow. All right, let's do this as a church family. Praise God from whom Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all your blessings that continue to flow from the throne of God into our lives. We are forever grateful to you for your Son, for salvation, for the cross, for grace each day, for provision each day. Lord, would you make us thankful people who would stop and give you the credit for what you have done. All praise, all glory, and all honor to you. In the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.